You're a blessing, Mr. Clay. This place was crabgrass and weeds, and you brought it back to life.
Mrs. Parker and I were friends. She was like family. She was the only person who ever took care of me.
I just got a message saying that there's a problem with my computer.
Yes, ma'am, we got this.
Yesterday, she shot herself.
This is private property.
Do you know what they do here? Scamming the weakest in our society?
Buddy, I'm counting to three.
One, two, three.
What up, folks? We are back. This is the year 2024. This is Words from Blurreds. I'm JT. The other man on the microphone is...
Adu, yo, what's up? Hey, man, you messed up our whole intro, bro.
I really fucked it up.
Come on, man.
Listen, we got it. We're getting back in our groove, so it's...
Ew. Yeah, as you can tell, we're actually in the same room for once.
For once. And we have better equipment normally than we normally do because, you know, we have access to college expensive equipment. So we're going to use it.
Mm-hmm. That we do. And hopefully they don't start charging us for it. But, you know... Hopefully they don't.
I already owe student fees. I'm not paying
anymore. No, hey, the student loans ain't no damn joke. But in this episode, we're going to be talking about The Beekeeper.
Yes, the Jason Statham, David Ayer directed action flick. I mean, I think this is the first movie in a long time that David Ayer has directed since...
There was that movie.
I know, what was it, The Watch or End of Watch?
No, with Shia LaBeouf. Was playing a Hispanic dude for some reason.
Oh, yeah. What the fuck's name was that movie? Why does... And he was what? He was a Spanish dude?
Well, I mean, he was a white guy, but like he was playing like a white cholo.
Oh.
I guess a white vato, actually. Not cholo, but vato. A vato.
And, I mean, David Ayer he's been pretty, you know, to himself ever since The Suicide Squad, I think. Oh, the movie you're talking about is The Tax Collector.
Yeah, there we go, The Tax. It's always The something.
And he also directed Bright. Both movies.
Damn, I wasn't even going to bring that up. I thought you liked David Ayer. You sound like you don't. I thought he was the David Ayer guy on this show. I mean, I like Training Day, but outside of that.
I like Fury. I really like Fury. Fury with Brad Pitt, Shia LaBeouf, John Bernthal. That was a great movie.
I never saw it.
Oh, you've never seen it? It's on Netflix. I definitely recommend you watch it. Okay. But this is kind of like, I guess, your classic action movie.
Well,
classic with a twist.
Classic. I feel like a lot of classic action movies are a little bit more grounded than this one to an extent. You know what I mean? Like something like Die Hard, right? Fairly grounded. That's
right.
That's a classic action movie.
Yeah.
Compared to this.
This is probably the best, you know, we could have gotten out of Jason Statham. I mean, I think this is the best Jason Statham movie I've seen in a while. I mean,
you know, I'm starting to realize I really like Jason Statham movies.
Oh, my God.
It's one of those things when you watch Jason Statham in a movie think to yourself and you think about Jason Statham's other movies and you're like,
this motherfucker likes Crank.
You don't like Crank?
You like Crank?
Yes, you don't?
Oh, God.
Who doesn't like Crank?
Oh.
That movie's amazing.
Bless your heart.
First off.
You now, like The Meg?
I never saw
The Meg 2?
All
four of the Expendable movies?
I have seen all four of the Expendable movies. I don't know why. I actually don't like them very much. I don't know why I've seen all four. sneak preview for our top five best and worst, by the way.
Actually, this movie kind of reminds me of that movie he was in, The Mechanic.
Again, always the something.
Yeah.
This thing's always a person with a regular job, and then he's a secret badass. Because
he was Transporter. He wasn't
it is The Transporter. It? Yes, it was. Google it right there. You got a computer funny.
I'm looking at Transporter 2. It doesn't say The Transporter.
Well, you know, sometimes they drop the for the sequel. It was not just Transporter. It was The Transporter, I'm telling you, bro.
I don't know. I'm not seeing it. I just see Transporter. They don't even fucking have the whole series of movies on here. That's how you know it was some ass. Is it? It's the transporter.
Yep, it's the transporter.
God bless him. Jason Statham has literally been doing action movies his whole career. I don't think he's ever done anything super dramatic.
His next movie about to be the bus driver, the teacher,
you know,
the plumber.
Oh,
the gardener.
I mean, the plumber actually wasn't Cedric the Entertainer the plumber.
In what movie?
I think it was called The Plumber. Wasn't he like an accidental spy?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Cedric the Entertainer. You remember that movie?
No, I don't remember that movie.
Cedric the Entertainer
serious?
Was a fucking... He was in a lame-ass spy movie. I think it was called The Plumber.
Nothing's coming up when I type in The Plumber, Cedric
type
the Entertainer.
Type in Cedric the Entertainer movie. Or maybe it was Cedric movies and shows. Because I know he was in
The Cleaner.
Close enough, nigga. Close enough. He was the garbage man.
I know. It's a little different. A plumber ain't exactly a cleaner. I kind of remember this now. It's been a long time since I've seen it.
2007.
Codename The Cleaner. That's kind of I probably would have dropped the codename part, but okay. We are talking about every other movie except The Beekeeper right now.
I mean, yeah, let's focus back on the Beekeeper. This movie is about, this is about a man who is, I guess, in retirement. And I guess in his retirement, he takes care of bees because it had something to do with his former life. And in his retirement, he shacks up with, not in romantically, but with like an older black woman.
And he was her neighbor, right?
No, he rented a property. He rented her barn.
So he lived on her. Okay, yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, where he took care of his bees.
Yes, played by...
Felicia Rashad.
Yes, Felicia Rashad.
A.K.A. Mrs. Huxtable. But we don't talk about the Huxtables anymore. No, we don't. Yeah, and so she basically is this nice elder black woman who takes him in. She invites him to finally have a meal with her, you know, because her kids are all off doing their own thing and they're having their own life. So she's on this farm by herself. And he takes her up on it. You know, he appreciates her taking him in while he's in his golden years, whatever.
You can say that.
And long story short, she gets scammed out of her money, like many elder people do. It was one of those robocalls that got all of her money, and she was the head of a board of trustees. She lost her pension, she lost her savings, her retirement, she lost it all. And in that, you know, having lost all that money, especially for a charity, she ended up killing herself. And so Jason Statham takes it, his character, the beekeeper, takes it upon himself to get revenge in her name.
That he does. And he gets a lot of revenge. This nigga spends like a week just killing motherfuckers. Just going all over. Well, I guess not really all over the country. It's more like the tri-state area. But
and
still, he causes a lot of damage.
David Ayer, that son of a bitch, dragged poor Jeremy Irons into this movie.
Jeremy Irons was low-key kind of my favorite character in the movie, though, because, like, the whole movie, he has this vibe of, like, I just want to go home. You know,
yeah.
I don't want to deal with all this.
Yeah, he's like, bro, I have literally given you the keys, and you fucked it up every step of the way, and now I, because I had some type of fling with, you know, this person that you're connected to, am stuck basically babysitting your bitch ass.
Yes, and the bitch ass he's referring to is Josh Hutcherson, who is actually, he's fantastic in this role. I don't know if he's ever played a villain before, but he's really, really good at playing like a tech
a
bro. Yeah, like a tech bro douchebag type character.
Yeah.
He was really good in this movie.
He's definitely good at playing that hedge fund asshole. Yeah. And, I mean, he's basically in charge of a bunch of call centers that do all this this robbing old people of all their finances and shit. And so, you know, we've got this guy basically having all his call center managers hiring all types of assassins, contract killers to take out this lone beekeeper. And as the plot of the movie goes on, we find out that beekeeper is not only a profession, you know, a hobby of Jason Statham's character, but in fact it was his profession, and it was code name for basically a kind of spy that makes sure justice is carried out properly when the law does not get it done. And specifically, in the movie, he was called, there was this certain kind of bee. Was it a warrior bee? It was a certain type of bee that basically kills the queen of the hive if they produce the wrong offspring.
And so basically, he's tasked
himself. Was it a queen killer?
Bingo. I think it was a queen killer. He's a queen killer bee.
I feel like that should have been mad easy to remember, actually.
Yeah. That's.
What was the type of bee that kills queens again?
I smoke too much weed. Yeah, my memory's fading as the day goes on. But yeah, so he basically has to kill everybody up until he gets to the root of, let's say, an organization, the head of an organization, aka the queen. And Josh Hutcherson in a way is the queen, so to speak. He's also the offspring at the same time.
There is another character where I'm probably not going to go into it too much because we're trying to avoid spoilers, but basically, you know, his main mission in the movie is to just take out this whole operation. It's almost like a group network.
A network.
That's a better word. A network of like robo call centers. You know, that's just stealing money from like old folks.
Yeah, they're saying, "Oh, your computer's been hacked. Let us help you set up this software." Boom, we're mirroring everything you can see in your laptop. We're taking all your money.
You ever heard of this Twitch streamer who actually he like scams robocallers?
No.
And like he basically like wastes their time and like
I've seen so many videos of people doing that though, and it brings me so much joy when these scammers are their cameras are off, but the scammers somehow turn their cameras on and can see who they are while they're on the phone with them, and they're fucking with them the whole time. It's beautiful shit. I love to see it. I love to see more videos like that. Fuck these scammers.
Same. I'm trying to find the guy right now because I really want to shout him out. He's hilarious.
Do you remember that? I think he was a streamer. He used to. I think he was a white guy who mastered an African accent. And he used to scare dudes.
I don't
dudes.
Know how I feel about
he,
that.
He used to scare dudes like on Call of Duty. Like he would tell them their whole address when they would start talking shit on Call of Duty.
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen that guy?
Mm-mm.
Oh God.
I have never seen no white guy with a perfect
like you don't
African
yeah you, you never see I think you see him at the end of the video, but the whole video is like him talking in that African accent like he's a voodoo witch doctor of some kind, which is totally different
culture.
Culture.
Yeah, but the streamer I was talking about was a Kit Boja, KITBOGA.
Shout out Kit. Yeah.
If that sounds funny to you, definitely check that guy out. He's hilarious. But free promo. But yeah, man, this movie, it's pretty much wall to wall action. As soon as the action starts, it don't really stop.
No, it does not. Jason Statham is balls to the walls from as soon as that old lady dies.
And that's not a spoiler. It's in the trailer.
I did say she dies. Yeah,
it's in the trailer, bro.
Yeah, it's heavily like spoiled that she kills herself. We just don't know. I mean, no, they do tell. They do.
Yeah,
basically
it's in the trailer. Yeah, yeah.
Inform
you're fine,
why
yeah.
she kills herself. But yeah, he is literally, and he's doing it in a lot of like. Almost he's kicking ass in a lot of non-lethal ways, which I appreciate because a lot of action movies, most days they like
everybody getting it.
Everybody's getting a bullet to the head or the chest or whatever. But this guy, he did a lot of like, I mean, what Jason Statham was known for, a lot of martial arts. Jason Statham's never been like he never really relies on weapons that much. He'll rely on objects to enhance his martial art, but he won't necessarily rely on like actual weapons like guns and things like that.
I would say maybe like 80% of the time he's killing or fighting someone with his bare hands.
Yeah, or a jar of honey.
It was that one time with a jar of honey.
Yeah, it was
that was wild. Now that one scene, I didn't even know honey was that flammable. Is it flammable?
I think the right kind of honey is, yes.
Okay, yeah.
I think if it's raw.
Yeah, and the one like scene it. With the like the wiener guy, where he like did he handcuff him to the car? What? Yeah, how do you attach?
Oh,
him? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now that's in the trailer too. We can talk about that. That was wild. That was wild, boy. Beekeeper's a bad. He's a bad dude,
he's,
man.
He's
a bad
straight.
Boy,
he's straight
boy.
To the motherfucking point.
I ain't fucking with Beekeeper, man.
I
don't know.
And then he took the dude's car.
He took his car.
Took his fingers, took his car, took his life.
So yeah, the action is definitely it's top notch.
Yeah, the action is definitely the highlight of the film, as it should be. This is an action movie, and I think, you know, start to finish, you get a great dose or a great serving of action. Again, this is not the strongest movie plot wise, but it doesn't need to be.
Oh no, yeah, the plot falls apart the longer you think about it.
Right, because
there's a lot of contrivances in this movie too. I mean, there's one particular scene when he's trying to get into a party, and he like switches himself out with I'm trying to find a way to say it without spoiling something. A bodyguard. I'll say that. He switches himself out with a bodyguard, and it's like, all right, come on, dog. There's no possible way you would have been able to do that.
And then to stuff him right back where he put, like, yeah, there's some, you know, you gotta let go of reality a little
bit. Turn your brain off a little bit,
yeah. I mean, but, you know, as we know, a dude likes to do that with all his Fast and Furious movies. So this was clearly an easy movie for him to watch.
Yeah, the funny thing is, like I've said before on this show, I'm not really a big action guy, but, like, if an action movie's, like, crazy, I'm there. You know what I mean? Like, this, it's really got to be, I can't just watch, like, no, you know, I can't just turn on just any action movie. It's got to be an action movie that's, like, kind of self-aware to an extent.
Yeah, you know, this movie is such a similar plot to the movie The Mechanic.
Yeah.
It's just got a B theme. Like, Jason Statham is always
trying to get revenge.
He's always some guy on a solo mission. The only movies he's not is the Fast and Furious movies. And
well, actually, his introduction, he was trying to get revenge for his brother. So, when you think about it.
In this movie?
No, his intro in the Fast and Furious movies, man.
Oh god.
Yeah, he was trying to get revenge for his brother.
Yeah.
Remember, he started out as a bad guy, and
as a lone bad guy, nobody could figure. Yeah. So Jason Statham, we know you're typecast, and you're fine with that.
Oi, I'm the beekeeper.
Like my man never tries to do an accent. He never tries to actually act.
I'm the transporter.
Oi, I'm the mechanic.
Oi, I'm Crank.
Crank? Yeah. Oi, my name's Parker. That's my last name.
Oh, man, but nah, man. I do. I really, it's weird because I never really thought about it before, but I really do like Jason Statham. Like, it's weird. He's just so believable as like an action guy. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, the dude has been training. He's been doing martial arts his whole life, so... Yeah.
Was he a fighter before he became an actor?
I don't think he was a fighter. I think he was just a general martial artist.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think he was like an MMA or anything like that. But I would see if he was in a movie, I'd believe it. He's believable as an MMA fighter.
Yeah.
I mean, he's what, 50 something now?
Probably.
But he can still kick ass. I mean, he's in a great shape. I think he's also a gymnast. So.
Someone else I really liked in this movie, Emmy Raver Lampman.
Yes, from the Umbrella Academy.
Yeah.
I forget what her role is. She's the one that can basically control people with her whisper thoughts.
He's still talking about the Umbrella Academy, not Beekeeper. There's no superpower.
Yeah, no. Yeah, she's...
Just wanted to clarify that. But yeah, I really liked her in the Beekeeper.
She's five? Is she five in the Umbrella Academy? I think she's five, right?
Are you talking about her...
Her character name?
I haven't seen the Umbrella Academy.
You said what?
I haven't seen the Umbrella Academy.
Taken?
Do I really have to say? I haven't.
Why not? Fuck that. We're not talking about
this. There's a million shows. I was confused. I'm like, what you mean five, bro? Because she's definitely at least late 20s in this movie.
Late
I was like,
20s?
What?
Nah, bro. This woman is in her 30s.
Yeah,
she's
early
35.
30s. Okay, well, mid-30s. She looks good for her age.
And she married to David Diggs. They make it some beautiful.
You know, good for him. But yeah, I really liked her in this movie, man.
She was hilarious.
She's English?
No, she's from Norfolk,
Virginia.
Virginia,
okay.
So she's a DMV girl.
Oh, hey, okay, yeah, shout out. Okay. But yeah, man, she was another one of my favorite characters. Every time she was on screen, she stood out. Like she plays this cop who is the daughter of the
not just a cop, she's an FBI
agent. Right, you're right. She's a Fed. And she's the daughter of the
Felicia Rashad.
Thank you, Felicia Rashad.
So she's trying to get to the bottom of the network just as fast as Jason Statham is.
Yeah,
he just is the one executing it well before her.
Yeah, her part's a little intriguing because she kind of has to like straddle this line between sticking to the letter of the law and like wanting revenge on the guys who like made her mother kill herself. So this kind of, that's actually a little kind of a nugget of something interesting there in the movie.
Yeah, you know? For sure. I mean, if your mom died, God forbid.
Why'd you say pause?
God forbid, you're like anyone's mom dies, and you immediately investigate and find out that all her savings have been wiped out. You're gonna want to get to the bottom of that shit. And she actually was in a position to get to the bottom of it, because I guess there was already an investigation on that, on this network of crank callers or robocallers, scammers, hackers. So this just gave her more motivation to really dive deep into this case. And Jason Statham's beekeeper, what was his real name again?
Well, they said Adam Clay, but it wasn't his real name.
Yeah, that was his. I mean, shit, the man's pictures is all over the place, so he really cannot go undercover anymore. Everybody knows what this nigga looks like, even if he had a different name.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so Jason Statham's character was kind of a plot tool in a way for Emmy's character to find this network of scammers.
Yeah.
So.
To an extent.
To an extent, right. I mean, this is definitely his movie, but I mean, in a way, I could say she was using him to kind of narrow shit down. Because, like you said, there was so much personal stakes involved with this in her case. So, yeah. Using him, because obviously she's lady of the law. She can't just fucking go around killing people like she wants to, because she has partners and higher-ups, and she has to...
Rules and whatnot.
Right.
Law and order.
He's the one who can, like I said, cut through the red tape with a knife. With a honey-coated knife.
Something I do want to ask you, and, you know, you don't have to, like, go into details or anything. That little... Because there's a certain point in the movie...
Mm-hmm.
Where it jumps up to a massive level, like a large level, you know what I mean? Where it's like, okay, how is this guy, how is he going to do what he's about to do? So how did you feel about that moment? Did you feel like it was like a shark jumping moment, or were you just in for the ride at that
point?
Oh,
it definitely was a jumping the shark moment. Okay. I'm like, so you're telling me this dude is connected to who? This dude is the, like I said, he's the offspring. He's the offspring of what person? And he's, how the fuck is anybody going to get close to him at this point? But somehow he made it work.
Finds a way. Hey, beekeeper can find a way.
And I'm like, bruh, how the fuck are you even doing any of this shit? Like, ain't no way, there's a lot of suspension of disbelief, because, like you said, it definitely jumped up where you're like,
all right, bro, come on, dog.
Ain't no fucking way.
I was with you this long, but now you're just going off the rails.
Yeah, like, I mean, they definitely made it more of a challenge.
Yeah.
But
it was a hell of a challenge.
We knew he was going to get through it regardless. This is fucking Jason Statham.
For me, I was just in for the ride, bro. I was like, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go. Yeah, sure, why not? I'm here. We already here.
Yeah.
Gemma Redgrave, who that character that she played, who I was watching the movie. I'm like, do I know this actress? Where do I know her from? And I'm like, oh, it's Kate Lethbridge-Stewart from Doctor Who. So I was like, okay, so it was kind of cool to see her in here. I'm not going to say what character she plays, it's kind of a spoiler, but I will say she did a really good job.
I will admit I did not know who that woman was.
Yeah, I don't believe
it. I was like,
I mostly know her from Doctor Who.
Yeah, he's a Doctor Who aficionado.
The term is Whovian. Thank you.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Get hip. You need to start watching.
I don't even know if that word is the word hip. But yeah, she played her role decently well. I mean, it wasn't giving the part that she should have been playing.
I don't know. It was like, I didn't always know where she stood. Like, some scenes you're like, oh, she's probably going to like stick by her.
She was toeing the line a lot. Yeah. Like, is she sticking by this
person,
or
is she
sticking with a code
right
of
thing.
Ethics?
Yeah.
Like, it's, and she's like, I know that you did this so that I can get here or do this, but like you got to stop, or I didn't think you were going to do this. Lady, pick a side. Either you support X, Y, and Z that got you to this spot, or you're a completely ethical person.
To be fair, she didn't know that. It's so hard to talk about this also. She didn't know that the person who was doing something for her did what they did. She found that out later.
But at this, no, I call bullshit, because if you've got fucking Jeremy Irons feeding you information about what that dude is doing, ain't no way you don't know that he's up to some nefarious shit. Ain't no way you don't know he's up to some nefarious shit, because he's feeding you. You hired him to keep this guy on the straight and narrow.
Mm-hmm.
And was he doing that? No.
Yeah.
Was he staying on the straight and narrow? No.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's no way that her character didn't know what the fuck was going on.
I think the movie told us.
She was being willfully ignorant.
I mean, maybe.
Because when you're out of sight, out of mind, you know, you don't pay too much attention, especially when you have a lot of other things to worry about in your current position.
I guess.
And again, we're saying all these things not to spoil it, because this movie is light on plot, and we want you to go see it because it's actually a good time at the movies. It's a good action movie.
Yeah, it is. Overall, it was a good time. It was a good time.
Yeah.
I'm not mad that I saw it. But at the same time, I wouldn't be like, oh yeah, you got to see it in theaters. I'm like, you can rent it at home.
Would you want this to be a franchise?
I wouldn't be mad at it. I don't know where the hell they would go next, because I feel like the first movie, you're going after a person this big. I don't know you're going to go international or something? Like, what you going to do? Like you just said, his face is everywhere.
He's going to have to. I mean, the nigga is an American operative with an English accent, so maybe he can go back home.
Is that too?
Maybe he can go back home and, you know, blend in. I don't fucking know.
Maybe, but yeah, I wouldn't be mad at a sequel. David Ayer, you did your thing here, bro. You know, action movies are definitely.
You know what
bag.
This felt like?
What?
This felt like one. Who? You know who? Released this movie? Who this movie? This was Amazon and MGM made this movie. Okay, this felt like one of those movies that the studio forces you to do. It was some script sitting around somewhere that they force you to direct so that you can do your passion project.
Okay.
So this felt like, I mean, David Ayer, yeah, he, you know, his name is still attached to it, so he did his best to make sure everyone's having a good time for the general audience. But this felt like one of those movies where you do for us, we'll give you, you know.
One for you.
The green light for your passion project or whatever the fuck that is.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, I think his passion project is probably getting the Suicide Squad cut.
Just move on.
No,
let it go, bro.
It's going to happen.
No, it's not.
James Gunn.
It's not going to happen. Look, just because it happens once don't mean it's going to happen. And honestly, I feel, in no shade to David Ayer, that movie is fundamentally flawed. You cannot have the Suicide Squad. The purpose of the squad cannot be to save the world. That's not what. It's a Black Ops team.
Well,
the whole thing is flawed.
Again, I don't think the purpose was against
from Inception.
The Inception, it wasn't like from what I've been seeing on Twitter. Listen, we're not gonna get into this. All I'll say is, because this is about the Beekeeper.
We don't talk about like Beekeeper and 10 other movies.
Yeah, we're not gonna do this. But I will agree with you. I think this is a fun movie. I think it's worth seeing if you're looking for a fun action.
I would say mindless.
Popcorn flick. I'll say a popcorn flick.
You're just saying the same thing, but nicer.
Yes, I am, because people worked on this, and I'm sure it was hard work.
Hey, just because the movie's mindless don't mean people didn't work hard on it. You can. Hey, even mindless movies, people work hard on them.
Yeah. Shout out to Scoot.
What's your rating, bro?
For this, I will give it 3.5 stars. I'll give it 3 stars. 3 stars.
Okay.
3 out of 5.
I'd say 3.5 out of 5.
Yeah.
3.5 out of 5.
Okay, so.
But a very enthusiastic 3.5.
Yeah, this is an enthusiastic action, you know, bare minimum. If you can't get a 3 out of us, your movie, if it's an action movie, was some garbage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Well, that's the end of the show. You can follow us on
You can follow us on all of our socials: TikTok, Twitter,
Marble Mouth,
Twitter now known as X, YouTube, Make sure you follow Adu and I on all those socials as well as Words from Blurreds. Just Google us. We're there. You'll see our link tree that has links to all of our individual socials. Make sure you're following the podcast on all major platforms. Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Amazon Podcasts, and wherever the fuck else. SoundCloud. That's it. That's all. Peace.
Peace.